Jay Inslee is going to clean the planet. So, actually, it's going to do nothing. But shh, we don't want to harsh their vibe. I don't even know if that's a proper use of the phrase. Is that it? Is it harsh? You're young. Harsh their vibe? Harsh their mellow.
I don't know that any of those are correct.
It's Urban Dictionary, yes.
Harsh their vibe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Harshing my old vibe.
Okay, let me get back to my rant here. So Jay Inslee told us yesterday that he's going to save the planet. And I don't want to harsh their vibe. But as you know, I've done all the stats, and it'll do nothing for the planet. He says he's going to roll back Washington State emissions to where it was a few years ago, and that somehow will have some impact on the planet, but it'll cost the taxpayers a fortune in the process. Listen to the voicemail. Nicole got a voicemail from a listener named Judy, and it's very, very sweet. And this is why I come in here every single day and I fight so hard for this, you know, ridiculous level of spending and taxation that we have to battle on a daily basis. But how sad is it when people feel this desperate and then they end up calling us and just sharing, you know, their very sad stories?
Yes. My husband and I, we're in our 70s, and we listen regularly to Dory. I don't have any complaints about his show. He's just great,
bless
as far
you.
As I'm concerned. And this new thing he had on his radio today about Jay Inslee and the taxes he wants to raise for global warming, and he wants to just drain us Washingtonians till we just are all homeless in these little tents that are poor excuses for housing. I just would like to see what ideas he could promote on his program for people like us and others that are just, I call my representative, Mr. Fortunato, and he says, well, just move out of state. I thought, well, gee whiz, thanks a lot. This is my state. I lived here. I grew up here. Holy smokes, what a advice that was. And that was through his aide, Mr. Alex something another. If I could join a yellow coat movement, I'm in my 70s, I would join it in a blink of an eye. Hopefully he'll cover this topic in depth because
yes.
He does a really great job, and he's my favorite radio personality. So,
aww.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's very sweet, Judy. Thank you. But I do think it's very sad when the advice that people are getting from their state rep because it's getting too expensive to retire here is move out of state. There are people who have, you know, raised their families here, whose, you know, their kids and their grandkids are here. Maybe they don't want to leave their families, but because of how crazy expensive it's gotten, that's the only advice that our representatives can give us now, is move out of state. So Inslee yesterday is actually getting ridiculed nationally at Daily Caller. They talked about how Jay Inslee says that we will not survive if we don't follow his lead.
This is kind of like Winston Churchill in 1939. They ask him, you know, why are you certain of victory? The Nazis are overrunning Paris, and you're talking about victory. And he said it's pretty simple. There is no other option than victory, because without victory, there is no survival. And that is the situation that we are in today. Now, if that sounds apocalyptic, take a look at the science.
Not only does it sound apocalyptic, but it also sounds a little messianic that you, first of all, Governor, you're no Winston Churchill. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't want to harsh your vibe here, but you're no Winston Churchill. And the bogus climate change extremism, not there's no climate change, but the extremism is bogus. It's not Nazi Germany. And for you to suggest that you, let me give you the analogy. So Jay Inslee says that he's Winston Churchill, climate change is Nazi Germany. And so what Jay Inslee's going to do is he's going to reduce carbon emissions globally by spending billions of dollars here in Washington State. He's going to reduce carbon emissions roughly 1/100th of 1%. That does not make you Winston Churchill. That's the equivalent. What you are suggesting is the equivalent of American troops grabbing a Nazi opponent in 1942 and giving him a paper cut. That's essentially what you will do for the planet with your multi-billion dollar climate proposal here in Washington. I wanted to check out, too, because remember the last time our governor was trying to quote great historic figures? Remember when he tried to quote MLK?
King talked about the long arc of justice.
Right.
It's long, but bends to justice.
The long arc of justice is long, but it bends to justice. And we checked on it, and that's really not how MLK said it.
Let us realize that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
That was a little bit better said. So I wanted to check out when he started quoting Churchill, because, and again, we will not survive if we don't reduce carbon emissions globally by 1/100th of 1% by spending billions of dollars here in Washington. We will not survive. So let me just compare him to Churchill here.
This is kind of like Winston Churchill in 1939. They ask him, you know, why are you certain of victory? The Nazis are overrunning Paris, and you're talking about victory. And he said it's pretty simple. There is no other option than victory, because without victory, there is no survival. And that is the situation that we are in today.
Okay, let's see. I think that's a little closer to the Churchill than he got to MLK.
You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word. Victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival.
I would argue that maybe Churchill was a little more stirring, a little more grandiose in how he said it. But at least Inslee came a little bit closer. But Governor, I mean, I know that this is, he has all these advisors who have convinced him that if he wants to be the president of the United States, he has to find one issue that he can just sink his teeth into, that he can sell to the American people. And for some reason, the issue of climate change is what Inslee has decided on, or his advisors have decided on. So he stands up at this news conference and says, if we don't follow his lead, we will not survive. That he is Churchill, climate change is the Nazis. And we have to hurt one of them a little bit in order to survive. It's just, it's unbelievable to dive in and to listen to all of this. The thing is, people in our state have bought this for two gubernatorial elections now. They've said, yeah, okay, we'll keep going down the same path. And, you know, you look around at the reality of our life here, and sadly, the reality of our life is in our beautiful state, we have trash everywhere. You drive up and down I-5 and you look to either side of the road and you will see garbage everywhere in a state where the governor wants to be the greenest governor ever. We've got heroin-addicted vagrants everywhere. We have homelessness and crime. And I'm just not buying that your 2020 presidential campaign pitch is the best for the people of this state. And maybe, Mr. Governor, maybe you should resign as governor and just focus all your full-time energy on running for president. because we got a lot of problems here that still need solving before you get to your national campaign. That is your big lead for today.